Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Space and military technology just got creepy this week with the announcement that NASA Langley's Advanced Materials and Process Branch has now created a type of self-healing material that can autonomously repair itself. When tri-layered materials are punctured, a type of resin polymer is released upon atmospheric oxygen exposure. The ballistic tests carried out by Langley reveal that while similar methods of self-healing materials have been implemented in the past, this new material reacts and responds much more rapidly to surface breach trauma. This specific type of resin was selected due to its reaction to compounds reliably present in human-occupied environments. The time to heal during the process amounts to less than a second. Combined with the future of artificial intelligence research, could this self-healing material be the next step towards a dystopian future ruled by robot overlords? Or should we set aside our fears from science fiction to look forward to the future of human space exploration, such as use of this material for safety in atmospherically controlled environments on Mars? What do you think of these incredible innovations by NASA? Join in the discussion at darkmatternews.com. Well, if none of the presidential candidates suit your fancy, here's one that just might. She might be a bit shaggy, but Lucy Liu wants to run for president, and she comes with political experience. The Border Collie has served as mayor of Rabbit Hash, an unincorporated community of 135 residents along the Ohio River in northern Kentucky since 2008. Lucy's owner and chief executive of staff told the Kentucky Inquirer that she will announce her ambitions for higher office and her retirement as mayor on Saturday. Lucy and her canine predecessors got into the political arena because it seemed as if politics was going to the dogs anyway. No word on whether Lucy will file as a Democrat, Republican, or third-party candidate.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-733-6860, 800-733-6860.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-733-6860. 800-733-6860.
A Nevada family with a mining camp overlooking the secret base at Area 51 is finally speaking out after keeping their silence for more than 60 years. It may be one of the last great untold stories of the Cold War. It's a tale of what happened when family, history, and national security collide. It may be the final act of Cold War drama playing out in the Nevada desert. A family is poised to lose land they have held in Nevada since Ulysses Grant was president. By now, most people have probably heard of the secret base, hidden in the Nevada desert, known as Area 51. But what you may not know is that there is a privately owned lead and silver mine overlooking the classified base. The Groom Mine has been in the Sheehan family for 130 years. Since military testing started in the mid-50s, the family has had one of the nation's most closely guarded secrets literally in their backyard. They have never spoken about it publicly until now. The Sheehans say their buildings have been strafed and bombed by military jets over the past 6 decades. They believe it was an errant bomb or dropped wing tank that blew up their mill in the 1950s, ending production at the mine. They say they literally ran their grandparents out of money trying to fight it, as well as driving away prospective business partners. In recent decades, the government has withdrawn large tracts of land around Area 51 and posted sentries to keep praying eyes off the base. And now, in what the Sheehans consider the final insult in this continuing abuse, they are being given an ultimatum by the Air Force. They must accept a $5.2 million bailout for the 400 acres in their possession or face having their land condemned and taken through eminent domain. The Sheehans say the Air Force offer doesn't even cover the value of the minerals in the mine, let alone the family's close connections to the land, where forebears not only toiled but died. The Sheehans have until September 10th to accept the Air Force offer. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.